Welcome to Self-Care for Healthcare for the Homeless Providers, a podcast mini-series created by the National Healthcare for the Homeless Council to promote wellness and self-care for HCH providers. This series is supported through a national cooperative agreement with the Health Resources and Services Administration. Please visit our website at nhchc.org to find out more about our work or to become a member.
What a day.
Busy day, and I'm starving.
Melissa, did you eat breakfast?
Dr. J, I even grabbed a fast lunch today in addition to breakfast. I just really needed a pick-me-up. I just hope these chips and soda help me get through the next few hours of the workday.
You know, I hate to spoil your snack, but high-fat, salt, and sugary snacks are not the best choices, especially if you have high blood pressure or you're watching your weight.
Oh, I definitely need to do that. I was told that I need to drop about 20 pounds and keep an eye on my cholesterol level.
You know, many of these processed snack foods don't offer much nutritional value. It's better to eat foods with a low glycemic index, but will carry you throughout the workday.
Glycemic what?
Glycemic index, or value. It indicates the speed at which a food causes your blood sugar level to rise or fall. You know, all carbohydrates are not created equal. For example, look on the back of that bag of chips. One bag of regular chips has about 220 calories, which is similar to a sandwich with two slices of whole wheat bread, lettuce, tomato, and a serving of lean turkey and/or cheese. Some foods take you up fast and drop your energy fast. And those are normally your high-processed foods, such as donuts, chips, cookies, candy bars, and caramel corn.
But that's all we have here. Every day someone brings in a tray of homemade chocolate chip cookies or muffins.
I know. We do need to try to shift our snacking habits at work. Maybe we can start by sharing healthier snacks, such as plain yogurt with fruit, low-fat cheese sticks, or make a trail mix with walnuts and raisins. Or celery with peanut butter and raisins are always good, as long as we stick with the daily serving size and have peanut butter in its natural form if possible.
Who has time to prepare healthy snacks every morning?
Well, here are some simple and fast options. You can prepare your snacks in the morning or, better yet, the night before. Prepare fruit, sliced, and add a little lemon or orange juice to fruit that browns easily and seal it in an airtight container. There are many ways to incorporate healthy eating into your routine. In addition to preparing snacks in advance and in bulk, you can use frozen fruit for smoothies, open a bag of sugar snap peas and sprinkle with your favorite seasoning, and best of all, I like green peppers or red peppers with hummus. Now, that's a snack.
Isn't there just one easy recipe for me to follow?
Yes, there is. In fact, one of my favorite snacks to prepare in advance is the tomato and chickpea salad. This is a great recipe. Just try 1 teaspoon of fresh thyme leaves, a small garlic clove which you mince, a tablespoon of red wine vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, and then about 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. Then take 2 pounds of tomatoes chopped and then 1 15-ounce can of no salt added chickpeas, which you drain and rinse. And if you're growing fresh basil, this is really good. You can also get fresh basil from the store. Get 20 fresh basil leaves and chop them up. And finally, 1/4 cup of crumbled feta, freshly ground black pepper to taste. In a large bowl, whisk together the thyme, garlic, vinegar, salt, and oil, and then toss with the remaining ingredients and season with the black pepper, and voila! It serves 6 and has about 180 calories per serving.
Okay, Dr. J, I'll try these snack ideas, at least some of them. I'll think about the rest.
Hey, You seen those donuts that Patty brought this morning? I'm starving.
Melissa, wait a minute. Is that a carrot on your plate?
Yeah, Dr. J, I took your advice and prepared a big bowl of that tomato and chickpea salad last Sunday. And it's still really tasty 3 days later. I'm more alert during the day and even feel more energized when I get home in the evening.
You know, I am so glad that you gave healthy snacks a chance. You know, America's heading down the dangerous road of obesity. In fact, 1 in 6 individuals are either overweight or obese, not to mention cardiovascular risk and diabetes. One way to decrease our risk for some of these chronic diseases is by drinking 1/2 of your body weight in ounces of water daily.
Dr. J, that's a lot of water. How do you get that into a day?
Well, it's simple. For example, if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink about 75 ounces of water a day. Now, I know that does sound like a lot of water. And for me, who is not particularly a water drinker, there are certain tips you can do to get it in. Try adding lemon or lime slices or a cucumber, which adds flavor but not calories. Or you can just pause throughout the day to drink your 8 ounces, timing yourself perhaps every 30 minutes to 1 hour. What I do is put my water in the freezer to turn into slush and drink it that way.
Hey ladies, it's a beautiful day for a brisk walk, which is the best pick-me-up from a hectic day. Shall we?
Absolutely. 15 minutes of aerobic activity during the day is a great way to start getting in shape.
Let's go.